This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
We've got Barney, we've got Milo, and I have got King Cunningham on the line. King, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Morning, Barney. Good morning, Milo. How are we, guys?
Oh, fantastic. Ken, I can hardly wait tonight and tomorrow night. I cannot pick them, and I don't care because the Crows aren't in it. They can beat the living suitcase out of each other, but I just want two good football games.
Well, we've seen some great games so far, Barney and Milo. There's no doubt about that, but it does seem like a lost season from my point of view. I love the games we've been seeing, but with no Port Adelaide, no Crows, it's a bit of a lost season. But however, that's the way the ball bounces at times.
Yeah, now I'm going to catch up with Blighty later on in our local footy show to talk grand final specifically. He's jumped on the Demons because of the Crows connection, the coach.
Well, there's no doubt that they've got the momentum, Barney and Milo, and it sort of looks very much like a repeat of what the Western Bulldogs did 2 years ago. The momentum and the fairy tale, they haven't been in finals since 2006 and so forth, and it's a long time between drinks. So it is that sort of fairy tale situation, and I reckon they can beat Hawthorne tonight. I really do. I reckon the pacey Demons can get the chocolate, so it could be another fairy tale come true, to be honest.
And I've jumped on the Collingwood because of the Nathan Buckley connection. He started his career here in Mount Gambier, yep. And his mum worked at the operating theatre at Mount Gambier, so that's good enough for me. Collingwood for me.
And I'm jumping on the Giants as Jeremy Cameron's from Dartmoor, and his mum works at She's Apples.
Oh, yes, sorry. I'm jumping on the Giants too because of Jeremy's mum.
See what he does? It's the community. Friends become enemies.
I got to tell you, Jeremy has the nicest mum in the world. Of all the nice mums, she's a wonderful woman, and she knows her fruit and veg. Let me say that.
Hang on, guys.
Now, KG, what we've seen already, I reckon we're going to see one of the most active out-of-left-field horse trading off-seasons, and I see the Crows have already moved to extend Tom Duday.
Well, there's no doubt that he's been one of the success stories of the Crows. When we lost Jake Lever, that was a body blow, as we all knew, but young Tom's come in and done a remarkable job. He's a terrific young man as well, apart from being a fine footballer. So look, that's been one of the pluses for the Crows. There haven't been too many, I can tell you, but that's one of the pluses, and he'll sign a long term deal, which is good. Look, there's no doubt in my mind, guys, and I'm rehashing things here, but when you look at the playing personnel in the Crows, there's no doubt they are good enough, all things being equal, to be top four sides. No question about that. But they stuffed up big time, and you've got to be brutally honest and say most of it was done by the club, and they've copped the brunt of it. So, look, personnel-wise, they're fine. No doubt about that.
And I'll tell you what, when Greater Western get their whole midfield together, they remind me so much of Brisbane. They're an awesome team. Well, the talent there is just huge. And I just hope for their sake they keep them all together and don't let them get shived off with the big bucks.
Well, this young bloke, Toby Green, gee, he's a good player. He's a fiery little character. He's got to curb his ways with that foot out and so forth, but he is a wonderful talent. He makes an enormous difference, guys, to the side when he's fit and playing well, no doubt.
Now, SNFL, the Cockadoodle-Doo, the Roosters and the Eagles, who's going to get to have a go at the Red Legs in the grand final?
It's just an amazing story. The Roosters, like they were wooden spooners last year. Here they are now playing in Sunday's prelim final, and Josh Kahn, the club's done a remarkable job. Look, the Eagles, I'd love the Eagles to get in there, though. They've lost a couple of finals that they should have won. Michael Godney, I rate him as a real good coach. But look, you'd have to say the Roosters at the moment are playing some good football. The Eagles had their chances last week, no doubt about that, against Newell, but just couldn't take them. So it'll be a good game. So all games in the semi final have been fantastic, guys. Mm. They really have.
Certainly.
So as we wind up, who do you like tonight? Who do you like tomorrow night?
I like the Demons, and I reckon I can get over the line against the Hawks, and I'll go for GWS there. So That's my double for the weekend, guys.
Oh, Mrs. Cameron will love you, KG.
That's the multi. That's Ken's.
I'm dying to see Mrs. Cameron. Go on.
That's Ken's multi. We'll talk to you next week.
Catch you, boys.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.